Back on Irish game day, it's the fourth-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish, 9-0 on the season, trying to stay unbeaten and taking on an arch-rival in the Boston College Eagles, who are 2-7 on the season. Time now for today's opponent profile, where we welcome in Dave Shook. He's a Boston beat writer for SBNation.com, and he covers the Boston College Eagles. Dave, thanks for the time. Let's talk about this rivalry. This is a game where these two teams have gotten together, not through all of college football history, but here recently, over the last couple of decades. And it just seems like this thing, regardless of how good either team is always nip and tuck. It's always passionate. Two Catholic institutions getting together with a lot on the line just from a pride standpoint every year. Talk about this thing from BC's perspective.
The terminology, the term of the game is called the Holy War. And I think that's a very apt description of the game, is that you're talking about the only two major colleges that are Catholic schools. Both of them have had competitive football programs over the years. This rivalry, which began back in the 80s, didn't really get started until 1993, when Boston College beat Notre Dame in that infamous game back then at Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend. Since then, though, it's been very nip and tuck. It's been very back and forth. Notre Dame had the edge early on in the series. Boston College had it in the late 90s, in the early part of this decade, or last decade, I guess now. And then Notre Dame, over the last couple of years, has turned it around and gotten back out in front of it. But it's always been very competitive, and it's always been a big rivalry on the field between both sides as well. It's not just the fans. It's also the teams themselves, and they've always really disliked playing against each other and have always gone really hard at each other.
Yeah, Notre Dame 9-0 for the first time since 1993. Everybody remembers what happened after that win against the then number one Florida State. Now, let's talk about this year's Boston College team. Not great. They're 2-7. They're 1-5 in the ACC. But if you look back at September, they were competitive in a lot of games against some pretty decent ball clubs like Miami, Florida, Northwestern, Clemson. It seems like the wheels sort of fell off after that. What happened?
Well, part of the problem has been that they've struggled all year to replace some of the key cogs that they lost on defense last year. Obviously, the loss of Luke Kuechly, who tackled everything in sight at Boston College for 3 years before moving on to the NFL. They've had a lot of trouble replacing him. On top of that, they're also struggling with some injuries. They came in not very deep to begin with, but they're also missing a lot of players. Kevin Pierre-Louis, who is expected to step in and fill the role of Luke Kuechly this year, is gone with an injury, as well as Albert Louis-Jean, who was their top corner last year, came in this year, was expected to take on a leadership role in that defense. He's also out right now. So they're really struggling defensively. Offensively, the offensive line has still struggled. They're still trying to put in some new pieces and trying to fill some holes. But the offense as a whole has been all right, but, I mean, overall, obviously, not great.
Yeah, Chase Reddick, pretty solid quarterback, and Alex Amendola has been a frequent target, but it seems like it's a one-dimensional offense that just cannot run the football.
One-dimensional doesn't even describe it. I mean, as a running team, this is among the worst four or five, I think, in the country from a just a yardage standpoint on the ground. This team cannot run the ball at all. And that's a tribute a lot of the time to the offensive line, which, again, has struggled under first-year offensive line coach Jim Bowman, who used to coach at Ohio State. Outside of that, though, the running backs haven't done the job either. And you can make the excuses that they've had injuries. Andre Williams isn't going to play in this game. They're also missing Taj Kimball. Deuce Finch is back on the two deep this week. But if he gets hurt, then you're talking about walk-ons and converted cornerbacks like Dave Dudek or Jimmy McCaffrey. I mean, there's really a lot of struggles there. Now, that said, they can throw the football. Chase Reddick's been certainly above average. He's in the top 10% or so in terms of yardage per game for quarterbacks. And then Alex Amendola's among the top five in the country in receiving yards right now. They can throw the football. The question is whether or not they can give him enough time to throw it in this football game against an exceptional front seven for Notre Dame.
All right, we're talking to Dave Shook. He is a writer for SBNation.com, covering Boston sports, including the Boston College Eagles, as fourth-ranked Notre Dame. Unbeaten on the season is in Chestnut Hill tonight. Dave, special teams, I've never seen anything like this. They're number one in the country, BC is, in punt returns, and almost last in the country in kickoff returns. It's a complete anomaly. They return punts 8 yards further per kick return than they do on kickoffs. What's the story there?
I mean, honestly, it's just one of those freak stats where it just seems like every now and then you'll see something like this where you kind of overperform in one area where in a similar area you underperform. It's just kind of a freak stat, I think. You can contribute it to players like Bobby Swidgerd, who's done a nice job back there returning punts. But at the same time, they're also not returning a ton of punts. So the yardage, the opportunities to get those return yards are not always there, as opposed to kickoffs where they're having to return them a ton because they're getting the ball back after the other team scores, it seems like, every other possession.
All right, we've seen it all year long. People play up against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. What does BC have to do to try to pull what would be, numbers-wise, a shocking upset if they were to get number four Notre Dame tonight?
It's going to start with the offensive line in this game. Again, they played very poorly in a number of games this season, last week included against Wake Forest. If they can keep Chase Reddick upright, Alex Amendola is going to have a national coming out party because he is an exceptional wide receiver at Boston College. If they can give Chase time to throw the ball, Alex will get open, and they'll be able to throw the ball down the field. And against a Notre Dame offense that doesn't really score a ton of points or isn't really explosive, it might not take more than two or three plays to really give themselves a chance to be in this game late.
All right, Dave Shook, SBNation.com. Check him out, Boston beat writer. Hey, Dave, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
We'll get you a check of the PNC Achievement Scoreboard when Irish Game Day continues. It's number 4 Notre Dame and Boston College tonight after this from UPS.